It's 2:40, a major court ruling in the debate over the Washington Redskins team name. A federal judge in Alexandria ordered the cancellation of the Redskins trademark registration. The judge ruled the name may be disparaging to Native Americans, and he affirmed an earlier ruling against the team by an administrative appeal board.
Well, let's look closer at this ruling with Professor Alexandra Roberts, a trademark law expert at the University of New Hampshire Law School. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
The Redskins argued that any cancellation of its trademark infringed on its free speech rights because it required the government to judge whether the name is offensive. Why did the judge go the other way?
The judge in this case followed the recent Supreme Court case that looked at the ability of the state of Texas to refuse to produce license plates bearing the Confederate flag. In both cases, even though the offensive matter is selected by private citizens, publication is by a government entity, which amounts to government speech and thus is exempt from First Amendment scrutiny.
If the Skins appeal and lose, how does this shake out? What does it actually mean in terms of products and trademarks?
To be honest, it doesn't mean a whole lot. The Redskins have extremely strong rights in that name, and those rights don't rely upon federal registration. So the team can continue to use the name and also can continue to enforce that trademark against other entities using common law rights. Registration really just provides a handful of additional bells and whistles, so automatic federal jurisdiction, the possibility of treble damages and statutory damages, attorney's fees, things like that. So federal registration is actually not crucial in this case, and I think that's something Dan Snyder has spoken about publicly as well.
Could this have a negative effect on the NFL as a whole?
I'm not sure about the answer to that question. I don't know enough or follow closely enough the NFL, but I think there's a lot of positivity in the air in what I'm seeing. I was just on Twitter, and I'm seeing hashtag change the name and hashtag not your mascot. Mm-hmm. And I think people are really rallying behind this cause and would love to see a name change come from the top down, would love to see the NFL urge a name change.
So the Skins are going to appeal this. And listening to you speak now, it seems like they may have a strong case.
I'm not so sure they have a strong case. You know, the interesting thing to me in reading the opinion, which is about 70 pages long, is the really extensive findings of fact by this court and by the TTAB. So the evidence there, evidence showing that this term tends to disparage a substantial composite of Native Americans, is really extensive. You have first-person accounts. You have expert testimony from linguists. You've got dozens of dictionaries along the way, and all kinds of other use by the media that shows very clearly that this term is disparaging.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us to talk about it and explain it to us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Mm-hmm. Professor Alexandra Roberts, trademark law expert at the University of New Hampshire Law School.
244.